הקדוש ברוך הוא טוב, חודש טוב. שולחן ערוך עם סימן קורס המחט, סיבב, says as follows. We're talking about the הלכות of בציאת הפת, and it says, פת הבאה בכסנין, מברך עליה בורא ממזונות, ולאחריה ברכה אחת מהן שלוש. So any type of מזונות bread, which that's going to be the next סעיף explaining what is מזונות bread. However though, any type of מזונות bread, says the שולחן ערוך, you make בורא מיני מזונות, and afterwards ברכה אחת מהן שלוש. אם אכל ממנו שיעור שאחרים רגילים לקבוע עליו. So he says, if you're going to eat an amount that other people are koveya seuda on it, af al pi shehu lo seuda, meaning even though you are not satiated with the food, right, mevarech alav hamotzi birkat hamazon, you're going to make a hamotzi and birkat hamazon. So now, first of all, we have to actually understand the following. Here we're talking about that you're taking a mezonot bread and you're eating, Shulchan Aruch says, shiur, שאחרים רגילים לקבוע עליו. What does that mean that people are coming, they're going to be koveya seuda? So here, right, there's first of all a machloke between the Magen Avraham and the Rav Chida argues on the Magen Avraham and the Sfaradim paskin like the Magen Avraham to do with what is included. For example, let's say I'm going to take a mezonot bread, that is mezonot according to everybody. It's 100% sweet, the majority is fruit juice, right? So even according to Ashkenazim, you taste the sweetness, 100%, nobody is gonna argue. Understand the mezonot, 100%. Okay, I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna make myself a big sandwich. So I'm gonna add inside the sandwich, we're gonna say whether it's a tuna, whether it's this, whether that, I'm gonna make a huge sandwich, right? And then I'm going to come and I'm going to eat it. According to Shitat HaMagen Avraham, when I'm going to have a kviut seuda on this, I add in all the filling to the kviut seuda. So for example, right, if we know that we're going to bring down in a few minutes that there's going to be a machloke, whether it's three or four beitzim, right, which three or four kabetzas is considered shiur kviut seuda, right? Three kabetzim is 162 grams, right? And four kabetzim is 216 grams. Once upon a time, Rav Ben Zion, for example, he brings down the concept of 230 grams for four kabetzim because the dirham used to be 3.2 right, grams, and then they found a smaller dirham, which was 3 grams, and that's why it became 162 and 216 grams. So imagine right now, somebody's going to come and they have to have 216 grams, which is 4 kabetzim, so they are going to be koveya seuda. Says the Magen Avraham, I'm going to weigh the entire thing together, which means I'm including the filling with the bread. That is the shita of the Magen Avraham. However though, here in the Yishua Tziach, he brings down in footnote number 6, Rabbi Yekei Yosef says, right, that tzrich liyun l'maaseh, the Kav HaChaim says, mashmaut of the Shulchan Aruch is that we only go by the bread and not by the filling. That's the minhag of the olam. That's also the Shut Yabiya Omer, right? So that means according to Shitat, the Sfaradim, here he does bring down a chidush of the Birkat Hashem that not everybody follows. The chidush of the Birkat Hashem wants to make is, it depends if it's baked with it or not. If it's baked with it, then you would count the filling. If it's not baked with it and it's just put in afterwards, you would not. That's a Birkat Hashem of Moshe Levi, right, Alav HaShalom. However, though, Shitat Rav Ovadia Yosef and the Kaf HaChaim, right, and others, his, no. According to Sfaradim, you only take the dough, you only take the bread, nothing else other than the bread. Okay, fine. So that's going to be Machloke number one. Then we have what's called Machloke number two. Machloke number two is, what exactly is Shiur Kviut Seuda? So we know there's actually a machloke, whether it's three or four kabetzim. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down a chidush, right, of some of the acharonim, and the Gaon Mivilna as well, and he wants to say that that's the Notel Lashon Maran, that kviyut seuda is what you have for a seuda, nothing to do with weight or volume. So for example, let's say in America, everybody has a bagel, right, for breakfast. And the bagel for breakfast, it's a mezonot bagel again. Mezonot means, according to everybody, it's mezonot. Now that there's questions about it. According to everybody, there's a lot of sugar, you taste it, it's mezonot. And now all of a sudden, I'm going to have it for breakfast. According to Shitat Gami Vinla, this is a Mishnah Berurah, it becomes a motzi. So according to Ashkenazim, it's almost impossible to find a mezonot bread. Because even if you do find a mezonot bread, if this is your lunch or your supper or your breakfast, so then now it becomes a motzi. However though, here again, the Ish Matzliach brings down, according to us, right, it has nothing to do with whether it's your breakfast or not. It has to do with the shiur of three or four kabetzim. Okay, very good.
So that's the second machloket that we have, which means according to Sfaradim, we don't care whether it's your lunch or your supper, your breakfast. We only care, do you have your 3 kabetzim or 4 kabetzim? Now, it's very interesting to note, right, that the Mishnah Berurah says like this. Since there's a machloket, whether it's going to be 3 or 4 kabetzim, so therefore what happens is that you should do lecha techila, either eat less than 3 kabetzim, and then you make mezonot according to everybody, or you eat more, right, than 4 kabetzim, and then you do a motzi mekat mazon according to everybody. That's what says the Mishnah Berurah. David Yosef and Halacha Berurah brings down the same thing. So that is very important just to note. So therefore you should either do less or more, and not to get into the machloket of having it. Obviously there's going to be a lot of machlokot in this. We'll speak about pizza, we'll speak about all the halachot Bezrat Hashem throughout the week, but this is just the start of understanding what does it mean that you have mezonot bread, that you're going to be koveya seuda. Then we'll speak about what makes mezonot bread, and Bezrat Hashem will try to explain it throughout the week. Yeah.